She was dying, clearly. I hate ICUs. I guess they're good if you're trying to save someone's life, but not if someone wants to, is ready to die. The light is so white, there's no shadows. The plastic mask covered her face. I had to move it to hear what she said. I'm dying. I thought I was dying last night. Is that what you want? I asked. The nurse freaked out. Do you know what day it is? Do you know who you are? Do you know who the president is? I tried to explain. This is what she wants. She's ready. She has all her faculties intact. And knowing Bush was president would not be a point of inspiration for her. The nurse wouldn't let her make that decision. Wouldn't agree to let her let go. The doctor would come on duty in 2 hours, she said. We couldn't make a decision until then. We waited. We can cure this, he insisted. Pneumonia. Then what, I asked. She'll lose her independence. She doesn't want to die in pieces. Pneumonia was the old person's friend, she had always said. I was fighting for what my mother wanted, what she told me years ago she wanted, what she asked me to do for her, if necessary. And if I could get it arranged, if I could get them to back off, it would happen. We would have our final conversation. She would say, it's okay. I know you love me. I know, you know I know I betrayed you. I know I didn't know how to fix it. But it's okay. It doesn't matter. I knew I could count on you to fight for me. And I would say, I know, it's okay. The doctor relented. They removed the mask. I'm going to give you morphine now, the nurse said. Give me lots, my mother said. Those were her last words. She died 5 hours later. You know, you say last a lot. This is my last piece of pie. This is the last time I'll wait for him. This is my last word on the subject. And then you have another piece of pie. You get pissed off because you waited again. You keep on talking about the subject. I did not expect this. I did not expect that my mother would die not wanting to have the last conversation with me. I did not expect that her last words, while being so her, would not include me, would not reassure me that I was her daughter, she was my mother, an unbreakable bond. I did not expect that the broken bond would last, that there would be no way to fix it as we had in the past. I did not expect to be so left behind. I did not expect that what's last lasts.